Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. We're back again. I just wanted to touch base with everybody and just say thank you so much for all the love and support. And today we have a special guest from the Rocky Mount Black News Gazette. Rick Roberts is going to be joining us, and he has a lot to share, a wealth of information, and I'm just going to go ahead and hand over the show to him and just let him speak on what the Rocky Mount Black News Gazette is all about, how it came about, and what it can do for you in your business. Mr. Roberts, how are you?
I'm doing good, Nefertiti. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you, and like I said, I just wanted you to just have the floor and talk about how your magazine came about, the Rocky Mount Black News Gazette, and even the inspirational and spiritual part of it, because your wife is a minister, and you're heavy in the church, and that's something that I really resonate with, so I'll just let you have the floor. And just speak on what it's all about.
Well, thank you, Nefertiti. Hello, everybody. My name is Rick Roberts. I'm the publisher of the Rocky Mount Black News Gazette newspaper that serves the counties of Nash, Edgecombe, and Wilson, and Eastern North Carolina, generally speaking. The Rocky Mount Black News Gazette was birthed back in August of 2022. Just a point of information, there has not been a print publication available in those areas for at least 75 years. And so this literally was an inspiration from the Lord, who said, Richard, why don't you do it? And so my background, Nefertiti, as you know, is in radio broadcasting. I did that for almost 40 years. I've been on the air. I'm originally from Los Angeles, California, and I've worked for over 25 radio stations around the United States, including the country's and the world's largest broadcaster, which right now is iHeartMedia. When I worked for them, they had not changed their name, and they were known as Clear Channel Radio. The newspaper, which is not a newspaper anymore, we've changed the concept to a news magazine. We think it's unique. It was birthed on the concept of providing inspirational, informational, encouraging, inspiring, and educational content to the African-American community. Far too many of us have said that we are not represented well in media, whether that's other print media or on radio or on television, that the whole story is never told about who we are. It's always seemingly something about negativity or either hilarious. We're either funny or it's negative. But there's a whole lot about us in between. As an example, our first issue, well, it's the mock-up issue that was done to let local businesses know what kind of product was being put out there. The first issue, it's not the first issue, it's the mock-up. The front page story is on reparations. And we don't hear anything about reparations. That's money that should be owed to the African-American descendants of slaves. But we don't hear a lot about that. And so we excerpt a directive from the White House. It's the White House briefing room that was done in August of last year. And there's a bill out there called H.R. 40 that's being considered, and they're asking President Biden to sign an executive order that federal, state, and local entities now put together efforts to look into reparations for descendants of African Americans. Then on the inside page, we have a story, this was back in September, but September is National HBCU Month. And that story also came out of the White House. Let me correct myself. I said the reparations came out of the White House. Reparations came from the National NAACP. The HBCU story, September being National HBCU Month, came from the White House briefing room and talked about the millions of dollars that was being allocated to HBCUs around the country. We also point out in that article that there are 11 HBCUs just in the state of North Carolina alone. Then our next article is titled Media Mogul Byron Allen Partners with CBS to Expand the Coverage of HBCUs. So many of you that know Byron Allen recently in the last year and a half, purchased the Weather Channel. Byron Allen, as a media mogul, is, and this is little known stuff, he is the largest owner of a television programming that's on the air in the United States. He owns more television programs on the air than anybody else in the United States. Who knows about that? Well, we made an effort to tell people about that. And then we have more local content. We have a couple of local athletes that have made it big on the professional ranks. One is Todd Gurley II. He's from Tarboro here, which is adjacent to Rocky Mount, about 20 miles from Rocky Mount. Todd Gurley Jr. in 2015 signed with the NFL with the Los Angeles Rams, my hometown, and probably two or three years later signed a four-year contract for $60 million. That's 15 a year, and at the time became the highest paid running back in NFL history. The other noteworthy sports celebrity in the article is Montrezl Harrell, who just recently signed a $5.2 million contract to play with the Philadelphia 76ers of the NBA. So we have local content, local high school sports. We have a page dedicated to the Word of God. As Nefertiti pointed out, my wife is a pastor, an evangelist, a minister herself, so she has a word in there that's a powerful word. In each edition, there's going to be a word from the Lord. So, Nefertiti, this is an inspiration from God to put this forward, to be an inspiration to his people in this way.
Right, and okay. So one of the main things that that we discussed earlier that I thought was very interesting, you're saying that coming up there's going to be Dr. King spread, and we were talking about how a lot of the youth don't even know who Dr. King is. And so what are some of the things that you kind of have in mind as far as the youth outreach? I know you may have some events coming up that's something that's kind of exclusive, not really putting it out there too much, but just what are some other things that the community has to look forward to in regards to the Rocky Mount Black News Gazette?
Well, we have a lot of one thing about it, we have a lot of ideas. We're a new business, we're a small business, and we have a lot of ideas moving forward about the influence that we might have on the various communities that the Rocky Mount Black News Gazette serves. We're thinking in terms of workshops and seminars and classes that have pertinent and relevance to the Black experience. It could be something, as you pointed out, on young people, how to educate the young people on more on civil rights. That would be an ideal subject to start with. Coming up in our second edition, which we are a quarterly at this point, we come out every quarter beginning in January, is coming up in the second quarter will be April is tax month, and so we will have articles in there. Our plan is to have articles in there talking about wealth and wealth transfer and how to save and how to invest. So we want to have experts from the banking industry. They may be Black, they may be not Black, but they'll be addressing the Black community on the importance of investing and saving money. We spend a lot of money. African Americans, according to the reports that are in the U.S. News and World Report and U.S. News, the New York Times, USA Today, African Americans last year alone was responsible for $1.3 trillion in consumer spending in the United States. That's as much money as nine countries spend for their whole country, as nine countries in the world. $1.3 trillion, that's a lot of money. So we have the money, but we don't know how to save it, and we don't know how to invest it. So we think it's important to share that kind of information with our readership. So we have a lot on the drawing board in our mind. Again, you know, we're in our infancy, so we're just coming out. We have a lot of ideas about a lot of want to address the needs of senior citizens. We definitely want to address the needs of seniors, of young people, of the different generations, the millennials, the Gen X. And so we want to have them represented in their own group writing stories. And we need to be able to close the gap of what we feel, many of us feel, that there's a gap between the information that we have and the information that's lacking in those two categories.
And that's the reason why I asked that question, because I want the listeners to have an understanding that, you know, the Rocking Out Black News Gazette is not just relegated to only being a gazette, but it's something that's interactive with the community. And I really want as many people that listen to this to reach out to you in regards to different businesses that they may have, programs that they may have, that we could work together to accomplish these goals, because ultimately it's about passing everything down to the next generation. And, you know, like I shared with you before, if the children or the youth don't even know who Dr. King is, and he is one of the forefront people that have been in the movement to create the life that they are living today, then somewhere we need to kind of reiterate these things, you know. So that I appreciate you answering that in such a way where people can understand that it's so much bigger than just getting the magazine and putting an ad in it. It's something that is going to be integral to adding more sustenance to our community. So how can everyone reach you that would like to either purchase an ad, or if they have something in their community, anything that would actually fit what you're doing with the Gazette, how can they reach you?
Yeah, let me piggyback on something that you just said before I give that contact information out. We're actively soliciting input from the community. That's how we're getting the stories, the positive news stories that exist out there. Could be a nonprofit philanthropic organization. You might have a nonprofit that's doing great things in the community. Your story needs to be told. So if you will shoot us a press release in radio and TV or in print, it could be a public service announcement that you already have written up. By all means, let us have that. Could be the YMCA, could be a different nonprofit philanthropic organization, but or church. We need to hear from you about what's going on in the community. I can be contacted. You can reach me directly on my cell, which is 919-222-0525. That's 919-222-0525. My email address is Radio Rick, RadioRikk at gmail.com. Radio Rick, RadioRikk at gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. We'll get back to you. Give us 24 hours, but we will get back to you. When you call that number, you'll get the Rocky Mount Black News Gazette a voicemail. Just leave a specific message, or if you email me, I'll get back to you just as soon as.
Okay, so you've had background in broadcasting and working for different different organizations or entities. Is there anything that you would like to say to young people who are getting involved in radio? They have an interest in mass communications. Any tidbits of information or jewels that you can kind of pass along?
Yeah, the first thing I would say is go for it. go for it. It's a very exciting, you know this, Nefertiti, having been in there 10 years yourself, but it's a very exciting industry. You get to grow. if you have good communication skills, if people have said to you, you speak well, you articulate well, then there's a whole plethora of categories in the radio broadcasting industry, radio and TV for that matter, that you can be excited about. There's writing, there's public service, there's sports, there's on-air, there's engineering, there's sales. And the thing that excited me about radio when I graduated from college in Los Angeles is that there was always something new and refreshing every day. You know, Nefertiti, there's something new and exciting going on every day. It's not the same old thing every day. And that appealed to me, something really exciting. And if you're a young person and you want to grow, then I strongly advise that. If you want to contact me directly and we can talk and I can share some more of my ideas, I grew from being on the air as a news reporter to news director to sports director to public affairs director in Los Angeles, California, which is the second largest radio market in the United States behind only New York. And eventually, as I left Los Angeles and became into the South, I got into sales. That was one of the biggest, best moves I ever made, is getting into radio sales. And then from there, I got into radio management. I had always wanted to, I'd always felt, even while I was in L.A., that I was management material, but that opportunity didn't seem like it would be forthcoming in L.A. But God opened up a way when I got from Los Angeles to the South, and so I've been able to manage several radio stations as a result, and then have an interest in radio station ownership. So it's a very exciting business to be involved in, and it is a business to be involved in, and I would strongly recommend it as a way, if you're interested, to get into radio broadcasting.
And, you know, I'm so glad that you shared that, because I know, like, for myself, I started in 2003. I was, I think, 19 years old, about 18, 19. And how I got started was, and I was going to college, needed some extra money, and I started working for a radio show, or actually a station, as a receptionist. And somebody didn't call out of work properly, and they had a jam, so they needed somebody to just throw up there. And so I felt like I liked it, and I said, okay, you know, this could be for me. And sometimes you never know how things can transform into something else. That was not what I was looking for when I came to get a job there. I didn't think I would be now going on 20 years in radio. I didn't think of anything like that. I did 10 years with what's now Urban One, and I decided to take care of my grandmother. And I don't regret any decisions that I made, but like you said, you know, you had to make some changes. And what I hear in your story is that you went where flourish and you could grow. And that's one thing that I definitely hope that any youth that's listening to this can take out of it, is that sometimes you start out in certain areas, sometimes you have a vision or a goal, but just make sure that wherever you are, you can flourish and you can grow, and you can become the best, whatever it is in radio or mass communications or whatever it is that you're doing, that you can become the best at it and link with the right people that are going to help foster that. Are there any closing things that you would like to say? We have a little bit less than about 11 minutes left. It's a lot of time, but sometimes it's not when we get passionate about what we're talking about. I'd just like to thank you for coming on the show and expressing yourself and being the man of God that you are, and your wife, and just bringing me on board with what you're doing. I really appreciate that. You know, God knows exactly what you need when you need it, and whatever I can do to be of assistance to help, I'll be glad to do it. Is there anything else that you would like to say maybe to the leaders that may like to have a platform or interview in the Rocking Out Black News Gazette?
Yeah, Nefertiti, there is no word in the Bible for coincidence. So our meeting was not a coincidence. There's no word for coincidence in the Bible. It's divinely appointed. When God moves in our lives, it's so breathtaking. We can't wrap our minds around how he's doing what he's doing. back to the radio broadcasting industry, I would say this: as you get into the industry itself, you're going to want to get into it because you love it, you love what you're doing, and you want to make a lot of money. Well, those two first things are going to be prevalent, but you might not make a lot of money in the beginning. But what you do need is the experience. Is that not right, Nefertiti?
Right.
You've experienced
yes,
that.
Yes, that's absolutely right.
You told me you were doing things for the women's empowerment, and you would work the whole day and not get paid. But the experience is invaluable. You with me? The experience
right.
is invaluable.
For the record, I did get paid for that day, but just.
Yeah,
I understand what you're saying. The experience is what you need.
The experience, whether you got paid or you didn't get paid, the experience
right.
is the most valuable
right.
part of everything. So young
mm-hmm.
people that are coming into the industry, don't get discouraged. Work in every. I was told, I remember my department chairman at Los Angeles City College, where I graduated from, he told me, he said to the class, and I took it literally, he said, learn everything about radio that you can, every department. And I took it literally,
mm-hmm.
and I began to learn, and I would eventually have to work in all of those different departments that I alluded to earlier. So it's very important to keep an open mind. The money will, what you need now is the experience. Anybody that wants to get in touch with us, you know, just reach out. We need news content. We need to know what's going on. Not only in just good news content that would be relevant to the African-American black experience. That's what we need is content. We need, and locally, Nash, Edgecombe, Wilson, Roanoke, Hampton, Northampton, we need local content about people doing well. Somebody got promoted. Somebody graduated. We have a situation in our family. It's a niece of mine. And I think she's in her late 30s. She has four children. She's a single mom. She has four children, and she recently graduated magna cum laude, and it was her second degree that she has gotten with four children. So that's that article. We're going to do an article on her, and because our hope is that will be inspirational to other young ladies that are out there. They might have a child. Might have two children. They think it's not possible. It is possible. So just go ahead and reach out
exactly.
to us. The contact information that I gave earlier, reach out to us, and we'll be happy to get it into the news magazine for you. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. And one of the things, too, that people can get involved in is if you're doing continuing education also, anybody that has insurance company, book, anything that you have going on, we want to talk about it here on the program. I would just like to thank Mr. Roberts for being on the show and for giving his jewels of information and wisdom for just being an inspiration. And you know, it just goes to show that you have a dream. You don't give up on it. And age doesn't matter. Your background doesn't matter. These things are things that are God-given. And I just appreciate you coming on. So,
appreciate you, Nefertiti. Thank you so much for having me, Nefertiti. There's a lot that you have going on in your life, and you got a great future ahead of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Yeah, and
everybody need to look out. Everybody need to watch out for Nefertiti because she is on the rise.
Yeah, I appreciate that. We have about 5 minutes left in the show, and the main thing that I want to do is I just want to give God praise for all the good things and even the stuff that was kind of tough. You know, he's always been there for me, and I know you feel the same way, Mr. Roberts, and I wanted to make no mistake that whoever is listening to this, that they understand that we know that our blessings come from God, you know, and it's with the less ego you have in entertainment, the better. You know, I'm sure you've met all kind of different people. I know I have. But the ones that have made the most lasting impressions on me are those that are like yourself, very humble. You know, you would never really know how much they've accomplished. And that's one of the things I really want to impress, especially on the youth. It's not about what you drive, how much money you have, how much jewelry, excuse me, you have on you, and the accomplishments. Accomplishments are great. It helps you get further along with certain people, but the main thing is your heart and that you're in right standing, you know, with God. Would you like to add to that, Mr. Robert?
I'm thinking of those two scriptures that I shared with you. One is Deuteronomy 8 and 18. Thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, because it is he that gives thee the power to get the wealth. The other one comes from Ephesians 3 and 20 in the New Testament. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think, according to the power that works in us. We have the power. You, the listener, you have the power to do exceedingly abundantly above all we could ask or think.
Amen. Amen. And again, I just can't say thank you enough. We're going to end the show out. But everyone get in contact with Mr. Rick Roberts. He's a good person, he and his wife. His wife is a minister. And there's so many good things that are going to be coming about. We're just giving you a little taste of what's to come so that you can be informed early and get things together. If you want to do a nonprofit, like he's saying, if you are looking for grants, things like that, we can help you get to that next level by connecting you with the right people for those that want to put ads in and things like that. So anyway, Mr. Roberts, thank you so much for joining the show, and I hope to be talking to you pretty soon on another one.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Nefertiti. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
And that'll be all for this show. Excuse me. We have so much to look forward to. Like, again, I wanted to say thank you for everything that everyone has done as far as being supportive of what I do. Mr. Roberts, also, any future endeavors that you will be supporting with him. But as you know, the show is being brought to you by Chevelle Mervelio. ChevelleMervelio.com is my personal website for continuing education in cosmetology and also for my products, skincare, hair care, natural, all natural products, all handmade. And again, just put the positivity out there. It's going to come back to you. Don't worry about anything that is going wrong, but make it right by staying right with God. You have a good one, and I'll catch you in the next episode.